Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting second. The second baseman, Bose Burger. Batting third. The center fielder, Joe Vozmak. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Odell Hale. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Ralph Weingartner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Oral Hildebrand. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Oral Hildebrand. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting second. The center fielder, Dusty Cook. Batting third. The left fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting sixth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Babe Dahlgren. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wes Farrell. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Wes Farrell. And now, play ball. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bose Burger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Joe Vozmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmak is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Burger. The throw from Farrell and he is out, Cronin applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Pitlock fields it and throws to first for the out. Cook moves to second. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell strikes out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Dahlgren settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Miller moves to third. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a fly ball into left field. Weingartner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Farrell moves to second. One out. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren takes first base on ball 4. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Trotsky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Melillo hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Miller scores. Farrell scores. Dahlgren moves to third. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0-for-1 in the game. Cook hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dahlgren scores. Melillo moves to second. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Melillo moves to third. Cook moves to second. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-1 in the game. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale juggles the ball. That's an error on Hale. Melillo scores. Cook scores. Johnson moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a pop-up towards short. Knickerbocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ralph Weingartner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weingartner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Weingartner reaches second base with a double. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock hits a pop-up towards first. Dahlgren settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Orel Hildebrand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hildebrand hits a pop-up towards third. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Knickerbocker hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell. Farrell reaches second base with a double. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-1 in the game. Werber hits a line drive to left field. Weingartner throws towards the plate. Pitlock fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Pitlock. Farrell scores. Werber moves to third. It's 6-0, Red Sox. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Dahlgren hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Werber scores. It's 7-0, Red Sox. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Farrell bunts towards the mound. Hildebrand fields it and throws to first for the out. Dahlgren moves to second. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hildebrand fields it and throws to first for the out. Dahlgren moves to third. Two outs. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Pitlock for a passed ball. Dahlgren scores. That run is unearned. It's 8-0, Red Sox. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cook takes first base on ball 4. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cook. The throw from Pitlock and he is out, Knickerbocker applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 0-for-1 in the game. Berger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-1 in the game. Vosmick hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-1 in the game. Campbell hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Cook. Campbell reaches second base with a double. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-1 in the game. Trosky hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Miller. Trosky reaches second base with a double. Campbell scores. It's 8-1, Red Sox. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. Hale hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-3, Red Sox. Ralph Weingartner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weingartner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Weingartner hits a fly ball into center field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-2 in the game. Cronin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Weingartner throws the ball into Berger who tags Cronin, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Miller takes first base on ball 4. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Farrell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Miller moves to third. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Werber hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Weingartner. Werber reaches second base with a double. Miller scores. Farrell moves to third. It's 9-3. Red Sox. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Dahlgren hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Farrell scores. Werber scores. It's 11-3, Red Sox. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Farrell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0 for 1 in the game. Pitlock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ab right pinch hits for Oral Hildebrand. Ab right is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Right hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ab Wright now playing right field. Lefty Stewart now pitching. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Melillo hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Weingartner. Melillo reaches second base with a double. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Cook bunts towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. Melillo moves to third. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Melillo scores. It's 12-3, Red Sox. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart fires to first and has Johnson trapped. There's the throw to Knickerbocker who tags Johnson for the out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 12, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 0 for 2 in the game. Berger hits a line drive into center field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 2 in the game. Vosmick hits a line drive into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 12, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Miller hits a pop-up towards short. Knickerbocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Farrell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Weingartner. Farrell reaches second base with a double. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Werber hits a fly ball into center field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Farrell moves to third. Two outs. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Dahlgren hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Farrell scores. It's 13-3, Red Sox. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 2 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 13, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Hale hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ralph Weingartner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weingartner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Weingartner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hale moves to second. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it and throws to second for the out. Hale moves to third. Two outs. Ab Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-1 in the game. Wright hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 13, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cook strikes out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Trosky. Melillo moves to second. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cronin hits a fly ball into center field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Miller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Melillo scores. Johnson moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 14-3, Red Sox. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 4-for-4 in the game, with two singles and two doubles. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 14, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 0-for-3 in the game. Berger hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 0-for-3 in the game. Vosmek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 14, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Werber hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pitlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Dahlgren hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-3 in the game. Farrell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Stuart Dahlgren, moves to second. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 4-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Melillo takes first base on ball 4. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Cook hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 14, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Carl Reynolds now playing center field. Dusty Cook now playing right field. Erle Virrill pinch hits for lefty Stewart. Erle Virrill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is called out on strikes. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Trosky hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cook. Trosky reaches second base with a double. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hale is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Ralph Weingartner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weingartner is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Weingartner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 14, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.